This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The White House says National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump said O'Brien, who heads the National Security Council, has mild symptoms and has been self-isolating off-site. It said there is no risk of exposure to the president or the vice president. O'Brien, who is 54, is the highest-ranking member of the administration of President Donald Trump, who is known to have been infected with the coronavirus. Asked by reporters about O'Brien on Monday, President Trump said he hasn't seen the National Security Advisor lately. Previous White House aides who tested positive for COVID-19 include a personal valet for Trump and the top communications aide for Vice President Mike Pence. The body of late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis is inside the U.S. Capitol, where he'll lie in state the rest of today and tomorrow. It's one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive. In keeping with COVID-19-related safeguards, Lewis will lie at the top of the steps of the Capitol's East Front, so the public can pay their respects safely outside, with social distancing guidelines and mask requirements. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced-stage pancreatic cancer. The head of the World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is easily the world's worst global health emergency the WHO has faced. Monday, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world could manage to beat it, but only with strict adherence to health measures, from wearing masks to avoiding crowds. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pushed the White House and the Republican-dominated Senate to negotiate quickly Monday to renew expiring federal unemployment benefits for more than 16 million Americans who are out of work because of the coronavirus pandemic. As the administration of President Trump and the Republican Senate leaders prepared to release a $1 trillion coronavirus aid package, Pelosi called for them to immediately come to her office in the U.S. Capitol to work out a deal with the Democrats, who want a $3 trillion spending plan to help bolster the faltering U.S. economy. The two parties are at odds over the continuing amount the federal government should pay unemployed workers, in addition to the less generous amounts they receive from state governments. Parties to South Sudan's revitalized peace deal missed a regional deadline Sunday to dissolve and reconstitute parliament, a July 14th communique by East Africa's Intergovernmental Authority on Development, which mediated South Sudan's peace agreement, had called on President Salva Kiir to dissolve the current National Legislative Assembly by July 26th. That was yesterday. A partial unity government was formed 5 months ago, but parliament has yet to be reconstituted. President Salva Kiir appointed state governors just a few weeks ago. The chairwoman of the South Sudan Opposition Alliance, Josephine Legu, told VOA the parties were well aware of the deadline, but waited for the new governors to assume their posts before appointing new party representatives in the National Legislative Assembly. The global airline body, the International Air Transport Association, or IATA, has criticized Britain's snap decision to reimpose coronavirus quarantine measures on travelers from Spain. It's a severe blow to recovery hopes that were disproportionate to health risks, according to the Air Transport Association. The IATA said in an emailed statement on Monday, "This is a big setback for consumer confidence that is essential to drive a recovery." Moderna Incorporated said Monday it has started a U.S. government-backed late-stage trial to assess its COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The project uses about 30,000 adults who do not have the respiratory illness caused by the new coronavirus. The trial, named COVE, or C-O-V-E, is the first to be implemented under the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed that aims to accelerate the development, manufacturing, and distribution of therapeutics and vaccines for COVID-19. The company said the main goal of the study will be prevention of the symptomatic COVID-19 disease. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.